Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Josh looks left, fires left, got a man wide open. It is caught by Dawson Knox out of midfield on the run. Gets past one man, trying to get past another man, pulls him down, and he is finally knocked out of bounds at the Cincinnati 24-yard line. Dawson Knox running after the catch, knocking down Bengals along the way. What a huge play that was. Allen under center, takes it, turns. Gore driving forward into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! Frank Gore drove his way into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Bills get the lead back again with a minute 50 to play.
We understand that we left a lot of things out in the field, a couple turnovers here and there. There's one that I can't do, you know, allowed them to get some momentum, get back in the game. But our team's resilient. Defense played a heck of a game again. They're going to go out there and put forth their best effort every game. You know, we know that. And we got to come out there and we got to take care of business when we have to.
I mean, we knew it was going to be a long afternoon. You guys know, you've been around this league. It's hard to win in this league. It really is. I mean, we celebrate it, but we've got to continue to grow and get better each and every week. And if you're worth your salt, you enjoy it tonight, watch some games, you go to bed, wake up tomorrow morning, and it's a new day and it's a new week. And that's how we have to approach it.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You had John Murphy in there from the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. You had Josh Allen, and then, of course, head coach Sean McDermott of the now 3-0 Buffalo Bills. Good morning. The sun rises just a little bit brighter. The birds chirp just a little bit louder. The weather feels just a little bit better. And you're bouncing your step just a little bit quicker when the Buffalo Bills win. I know how it feels. I get it. And especially when you're 3-0. And with the New England Patriots coming to town, who are also 3-0. It's the Extra Point Show. It's Sal Capaccio. Glad to be with you here today, as I am every single Monday during the season. And there is so much to get to today. The good, plenty of it. The bad, plenty of it. Your feelings, your thoughts on everything that went down at New Era Field yesterday in front of a packed house and an extremely loud house. Wow. If you were at that game yesterday, and you're a Bills fan, because there were some Bengals fans there too. If you were at that game and you're a Bills fan, give yourself one of these, because that was impressive. That was impressive. That crowd, I can only imagine what it's going to be like next week. It was about 80, maybe 82 degrees or so throughout the game. Not sure the official temp. I'm sure I'll get that. But next week is going to be about 10 degrees cooler, maybe a little bit more than that, but another beautiful day. As of right now, I look at the long-range weather, and it's going to be another one of those, oh my gosh, it's so loud in here type of days with the 3-0 New England Patriots coming to town against the 3-0 Buffalo Bills, because that's where they are, 3-0. No matter how you get there, it still counts on the scoreboard, and it still counts in the standings. But I totally understand anybody who has some apprehension as after yesterday, who have concerns after yesterday. I do as well. I mean, not every game is going to be perfect, and this one certainly wasn't. But the Bills do come away, with a victory in their first home game of 2019. It was not an easy task. It seemed like it was going to be for about 30 minutes of game time, maybe even about, 40 minutes or so. But then things completely swung. They lost their lead and had to get it back and close it out. Give me a call here at 803-0550 with your thoughts, your opinions, your questions. That's 803-0550, 888-550-2550. I'll just reset the, rules of the program, if you will. And the rules are, I don't take any guests. I don't do interviews. I take phone calls. That's what Reaction Monday is about. Phone calls from you. Reaction. So even if you call now and it takes you a little while, hang on. I'll get to you. We load up the phone lines. We take a lot of calls. We discuss it. We debate it. But what I ask is, if we're going to do that, then I want you to bring it strong. I want you to have a good opinion on the game, a good question, and we'll talk for 2 hours about everything that you liked and didn't like. So that's all I ask of you. I'll give you the forum. You take advantage of it and make it count. That's what it comes down to. So let's do that. A little bit later in the program, I'll get to my sit-up. Who am I sitting up on in the week of the NFL? My stand-down. Who am I standing down on this week in the NFL? And then, of course, Hey Buddy. Got to get to my Hey Buddy a little bit later in the program. We will do that as well. If we have time, we'll look around the National Football League. Last week, I had a couple things I wanted to do, but you guys were so great on the phone lines, I just kept taking phone calls that I never even got to it. So can't promise I'll even do that, but if time allows, we'll take a look around the NFL, some things that we can talk about, what else is going on. Because right now, the focus is on Buffalo and this team. There's no looking to, well, let's talk about other teams. Let's think about the draft in 2020. We've had seasons like that for sure. This one is not trending that way, and I don't see it going that way anytime soon. I'm not saying this team's going undefeated, of course, but I don't see us turning our attentions to the 2020 draft anytime soon this season, and we've done that too often in the past during the middle of a season. We've all heard it by now, though, right? Here's what it is. You've all heard this over the last 24 hours, 2 weeks, whatever. And that is someone saying, well, if the Bills play that way against the Patriots, they'll get killed. I'm here to tell you, that's probably right. Or how about this? Ready? Well, they haven't played anybody good. That may be right too. Although I think that the Bengals are better than what you might think, even though their record is 0-3 now, probably right. Yep, all that is true. The Patriots are the defending Super Bowl champions, and they are really good once again. And the combined records of the teams the Bills have beaten so far is 1-8 after the Giants beat the Buccaneers yesterday, the only team that's won a game so far of the three teams the Bills have played. But here's the thing. None of that has anything to do with beating the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday. And none of it takes away any of the three wins they've had so far. They all count. No one puts an asterisk next to any of the wins because of who they came against. You know who else is 3-0 and hasn't beaten anyone good? Yep, the New England Patriots. In fact, the combined records of the teams they've played is 0-9. They played the Steelers. They're 0-3. They played the Dolphins. They're 0-3. They've played the Jets. They're 0-3. Now, obviously, I'm not here to tell you that the Pats aren't good. We all know they are. I'm making a point here. You get the point, hopefully, which is none of that. An 0-9 opponents for the Patriots, 1-8 opponents for the Bills, none of that matters. When either team wakes up today and gets ready to play each other next week, it's a whole new week, as Sean McDermott actually just said in that soundbite we heard leading into the program. All the Bills, or the Patriots, or anyone else can do is play the teams on their schedule and try to win every week and every game. And so far, they've done that. And once again, the Bills did it in a totally different fashion than either of the first two wins they had. Week one, they beat the Jets by coming from behind by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Week two, they beat the Giants by controlling most of the game, especially after the first drive. Week three, they beat the Cincinnati Bengals after taking control early, then losing the lead late, and then rallying for the win. Three different games, three different DNAs, three different ways they won. Ugly wins, pretty wins, escaping with a win. It does not matter how you want to term it. If the word win is included, it's good. Sunday was a good day for the Buffalo Bills. They improved to 3-0 for the first time since 2011. But now, here's the thing. We wake up Monday morning, You're feeling a little weird about it. Maybe you're feeling great. That's awesome. But that weirdness you feel, that maybe they should have put this team away earlier, I get it. And I want to tell you, you know what that feeling is? That feeling's called expectation. And this is what expectation feels like. The Bills were 6-point favorites in this game. A lot of people felt they'd have an easy time with the Bengals and had already moved on to the Patriots in 1 week. I mean, even Howard Simon on the morning show said he was doing that last week. But Cincinnati had other ideas and almost spoiled the entire home opener party, thanks to a lot of help from the Bills by making several critical mistakes. So yeah, if they do that against New England, they'll probably lose. But they didn't play New England. They didn't play the Patriots. They played the Bengals. They won. They play the Patriots next week. And what a week it's going to be. This is the only game on the entire schedule next week featuring two 3-0 teams playing each other. There is one other game that features undefeated teams, but that includes the Detroit Lions, who are 2-0-1. They're playing the Chiefs, who are 3-0. But this is the only game in the NFL next week that features two 3-0 teams. Bills fans often wonder, or even maybe even complain about, I've seen it, I've read it, I've heard it, you have too, when their team is going to get, quote, more respect. They also wonder when they're going to be recognized by the national media. Well, that recognition is about to happen. You wait till Wednesday. There's going to be national media here. There's going to be stories. It's going to be New England, Buffalo 3-0, people talking about it. That part's going to happen this week. The recognition will be there. People will be talking about the Buffalo Bills this week. That first part, that respect, a win, and that's going to obviously follow suit. Maybe people still don't respect them. That's fine. They're 3-0. That's all that matters. But no matter what you thought heading into the Bengals game, whether it was apprehension and worry that the Bills could lose, or already chalking it up as a win and looking ahead to the Patriots, it doesn't matter because they're 3-0 and it's Patriots week. 803-0550, 888-550-2550 here on WGR. Let's kick it off with Andrew down in West Palm Beach. Andrew, you're on the Extra Point Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Sal? I am very happy with this Bills team right now. I'm very happy with Josh Allen. I wasn't happy with that interception yesterday, but you know what? The good thing that I love about Allen is that he has the ability under stress to get it together. I really like seeing that from a quarterback, and you see that. You've seen it in a Jets game, and you've seen it yesterday after that bad pick. My problem is, and I called you about this last year too, all right? My problem with this team right now is the special teams. The return game, outside of Hoshka, the special team to me is non-existent. We got no return game, and this points to the reason why we always have these long drives. And it's good to see that the offense have these long drives and they end up in a field goal or a touchdown. But that's non-sustainable. We need to start putting the offense, giving them a better field position. Once, twice. I haven't seen it this year. I haven't seen a punt return from this guy that they picked up from the Jets.
Well, he only played yesterday. He didn't play the first 2 weeks, and Micah Hyde was essentially fair catching everything in those first two games.
Yeah, no, we need somebody back. They need to pick up somebody who can run the ball in a little bit.
Well, he can, though. I mean, that's what he does. That's why he was an all-pro last year. I get it. Like, yesterday was not a great day for special teams. I'm with you on that, Andrew, but I'll say I think you're bailing a little too soon on a guy that was the best in the NFL last year as a punt returner. I'll say this one time, one play yesterday, one punt return that Andre Roberts had. He had one man to miss, and Maurice Alexander just did not get his block correctly, and I think that would have gone for big yardage. But look, your point is not wrong. I agree with it, but I don't think they need to go and try and find somebody different than the best guy in the league at what he did last year.
Well, you say somebody missed a block, replace that guy. Get somebody in there that's blocked.
I got you.
right.
Same guy, by the way, who was called later for a holding call on a punt, and that forced them back. So Maurice Alexander, thanks, Andrew, didn't have a good day in that regard. I thought he didn't get rid of his block quick enough for Andre Roberts on one punt return, and then he was called for a holding penalty on another one that forced the Bills halfway back towards their goal. But the point is not lost by Andrew. He's not wrong when he says the special teams haven't been great. They haven't. They gave up that kick return for a touchdown, and I know there was a penalty on it, but still takes, you know, 10 other guys. Nobody's tackling them. And that can't happen. So I'd like to see a little bit better play out of the special teams. It would help them get better field position. Do not bail on Andre Roberts, though. The guy is very good at what he does. And yesterday was his first action of the season. Kick returns are kick returns. You're not going to get many of those these days anyway. But I'm glad they have a guy back there like that who can make a play and give his team good field position. Yesterday, it just didn't happen. And it's not going to happen every single game or every single week, but you hope that it happens down the road in a big spot when they really need it. Let's go to Tom up in Canada in Fort Erie. Hi, Tom. You're on WGR on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for everything you do. Big fan of your work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My question was a specific play that happened yesterday. I think our offensive line, kind of let us down a couple times. And one play in particular, Josh Allen got blindsided. He took a helmet right to the small of his back. It was in the first half. I'm not sure if it was Kirkpatrick, maybe. Regardless, did you hear anything about that? It looked kind of bad. He got up grabbing the small of his back.
He was down for maybe a second. I should say slow to get up. I do remember it. And I think it was just a protection issue where they did not see him coming. I think they sent two guys. One came up the middle on that play, if I remember correctly, from the from listening to Eric Wood recount the play in my ear because I'm live on the field and I don't get the advantage of replay all the time. They show it on the big board, but I'm not always watching that. But I do remember the play, and I just think that they didn't account for Kirkpatrick coming. But Allen was fine. He played the rest of the game, so obviously nothing to worry about there.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, Josh Allen was fine. He got up and he took a shot, and he played the rest of the game, and he ran the ball, so I wouldn't worry about anything there. Mike in Buffalo. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I got to go back a couple of years. I think you and I, this has been a big concussion thing, and we had a conversation how the game has changed. And when we were growing up, and I'm a little older than you, but you remember the paint from the other team's helmet on yours.
I do. Stick marks, we called them, Mike.
Marks, my man. You remember.
Yeah, we called them stick marks. And when you're growing up and you're playing football, it was a badge of honor to have stick marks on your helmet. And nowadays, you don't want stick marks because now we know a lot more about head injuries and concussions and things like that.
That's right, man. So, yeah, that warmed my heart. Anytime I hear.
By the way, Mike, I will tell you, I was a small safety wide receiver, good athlete, good player, but I didn't give many stick marks. I took some stick marks, but I was not a big hitter. I wanted to play center field and be a ball hawk, Mike. That's what I did.
Oh, no, man. I was a linebacker.
Ah, you know about it then. I didn't want to go and play down there. I wanted to stay in the back and go catch balls.
Stick marks, yeah. I was watching the game. And what I am pleased about, and the first sign that your team is turning the corner, is when you beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's understand that. So the Bills are definitely shaping up in that aspect. Cincinnati is better than the Jets and the Giants as a team, in my estimation. So this was a test. I expected the outcome to be what it was, a tightly contested game. I like Josh. He's vastly better than last year. But the one thing about Josh, and the first caller said that he's cool under pressure. He starts to press. He hasn't played a whole season yet. We have to remember that. He has not.
He started 14 games now. So
that's right.
In 2 weeks, in two games, provided he starts in each game, obviously, we're going to be making comparisons, and we're going to be looking at, okay, what does his first 16 starts now look like?
Right, right. Because like I said, what I see with him is his confidence. I love his confidence when he's comfortable. And usually when we're up, he throws darts. Whenever the walls start closing in, you still see some of the kind of the hero ball, the pressing kind of things that he does. But that'll come with experience. I think Josh Allen is our quarterback. Without question, I can't see what else we need in the draft next year. We can pick some guys. But see, like years before, and you can attest to this, there are no glaring needs. Do you agree?
personnel-wise, what I would like to see is maybe on the offense another, like an elite, like game-breaker type of guy. And I'm not sure you get that in the draft. I don't know if that comes from free agency or trade. But I think that across the board, they don't have that glaring thing. And now I'm nitpicking when I even say this, Mike. I think the one thing they miss, and they do have John Brown who can take the top off the defense, but they don't have that guy who's really a bona fide, legit, elite type of wide receiver. And I think that that's the next evolution of this offense.
I mean, and that would be all they need. I mean, we're not going to, you know, you don't find Julio Joneses and
that's right.
those guys on corners anywhere.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to do some research. If we had one of those, I agree. One of, like this guy, I don't know if you saw him yesterday. This guy that Kansas City picked up in the second round, this kid, Mecole Hardman.
Yeah.
Just picked him up on my fantasy. Just, you know, just a flyer. And this dude, like you said, big, fast. They drafted him because they thought Tyreek Hill was done. That's what happened. So now Tyreek Hill is not done, and now they got this guy that's on top of it.
Yeah, I hear you, Mike. And, you know, I mean, he was a guy that, you know, people questioned the draft pick, but it helps a lot when you have Patrick Mahomes, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's coming along, too.
I got to go, Mike. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate the phone call.
Later.
All right, no problem. Yeah, no problem with anything he said there. He likes Josh Allen a lot where he's progressing. I do, too. And the one thing I will say, though, Mike, that you said that I'm going to disagree with a little bit, which is, you know, he'll learn from the hero ball stuff. Well, I hope he does. And I'm not going to disagree, but I hope he does. But this may be who he is. This just may be who he is and we have to live with. And with the good comes the bad. And we can discuss that more about Allen as we go forward. Let's go to Nick in Buffalo. Hi, Nick. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Big question that I just have, because I love the show, listening to what everybody says, you know, this morning now. Do you personally see that this Cincinnati game was the next step? It was another step along the way for the new improved Buffalo Bills? Or was it more of a repetition of just making similar mistakes to, like, say, the Jets game? I'd like to think that we're making that next progression and next step. Sure, making mistakes, for sure. But that's all part of the learning process. But I wondered in your expert opinion.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Nick. And don't call me an expert again, please. No, but anyway, here's what I think. I think this team is just young enough still where they're still learning how to win football games and put teams away and understanding that it's a full 60-minute game. Because, you know, I mean, the Giants game, they pretty much played 60 minutes, but except for the first drive, they didn't, right? So you can't say they did.
Right.
The Jets game, they certainly didn't. Their better play came in the second half. And in this game, their better play came in the first half. And I think with young teams, the positive for me is they're learning how to do that, and they're still winning games despite that, which is a really good sign of a good coach team that has some talent and depth. But I think the concern for me is they're still trying to understand and figure out how to play a full 60-minute game and not make those mistakes that allow veteran teams like the Cincinnati Bengals to take advantage. So I don't think it's necessarily either one of those things. I think it's just the growth and the evolution of what I think is still a young football team, especially at the key spots.
No, it makes total sense. I appreciate that. Thanks.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate all the phone calls coming in, and I need you to stay on board. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. It's the Extra Point Show on WGR, and it continues after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, we all know injuries happen at work, so if that's you, if you've been hurt at work, don't try to do anything alone, all right? Call Losi and Ganji. My friends over there at Losi and Ganji work hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers just like you. Now, I want you to think about this. When you're injured at work, your employer and their insurance company have their attorneys working for them from the day you get injured. That's why you should not do anything alone. You need the hardworking team at Losi and Ganji working hard for you and your family. At Losi and Ganji, they work so hard that their clients receive the maximum settlement, and they make sure that even the small details are handled properly. Last year, they obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. We know that past results don't guarantee future outcomes. You do, however, deserve a hardworking team working for you and your best interests. For workers' comp and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go online to losi-ganji.com. Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. And oh, by the way, saw Jeff Ganji down on the field yesterday before the game. Big Bills fan. So, give him a call. He'll help you out there and talk some football with you, I'm sure, as well, on a 3-0 Buffalo Bills football Monday. Sal Capaccio here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Extra Point Show, and we're going to go to James down in Palm Beach. A couple of calls from Florida already. What's going on, James?
Hey, Sal. Great to talk to you, man. You do a great job.
Thank you.
Two things was I'd like to see them try to stretch the field a little bit. I know they all are. Our drives this year have been long, steady drives, which is good because the rest of the defense. But I'm surprised that we haven't tried to take more shots deep.
You know what? I agree with you, James. I haven't seen that yet. And I don't think they're not being called. I just think they haven't been thrown. They tried the one against the Giants where John Brown was missed. He was open down the middle of the field. But I agree with you, and I wonder when that's coming because they have not.
I think so.
What's that?
I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, that's okay. I'm sorry. I might have done the same thing to you. But I am waiting for that as well, and I wonder when that's going to happen. I think it's going to happen at some point, but I just don't think he's thrown it, even though it's been called a few times.
And one last thing was coming up this week against New England. I mean, it drives me nuts. I watched a little bit of the Jets game going back and forth, the Jets-Patriot game with how Brady gets it out so fast. You get so tired of seeing Edelman and all of them run those quick 8-yard outs, ins, crossers. It's like, I wish the DBs, we could jam him at the line because he gets it out so fast.
Yeah, there's a risk that's involved with that. However, you jam him at the line and then he gets a step on you and now you're trailing. So you got to pick your poison and you're playing with fire however you do it. I'm confident in Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott and, what they do on the back end as far as, secondary coaching, all that kind of stuff. I'm confident in this coaching staff to put together a plan, but man, they're playing some of the greatest who ever played, obviously in Tom Brady and Julian Edelman in the slot and what they do. And it's not going to be easy. So we'll see how they handle it. I'm interested as well. John in Cheektowaga. Hi, John. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. Great show.
Thank you.
A little quick observations. I don't listen off the air.
Okay.
Number one is the point differential between the Pats and the Bills. I think that's the biggest factor in how much better they are. And secondly, I think you mentioned this kind of earlier. We might have kind of a Brett Favre on our hands. In other words, even when he was 15 years in the league, he was still making throwing bad interceptions. Some guys just never mature. So thanks for.
I don't know if it's about. I don't think I would not use that. Not mature. I think that some guys just have it in their blood that they're always trying to make a play. And that's what he's doing. So I appreciate, your word for it, but that's not the word I would use. I mean, he's got to learn about it. I wouldn't say it's about maturity. I think it's simply about a very, very competitive young man who is always trying to make a play. And when the juices are flowing, that's his DNA. That's what he does. You want it. You want it to change. Man, I don't know how people – you got to understand, though, with people like that sometimes – it's 4 or 5 seconds and that decision is being made. And that's what they resort to. But again, I'm going to go back to this about Josh Allen, all right? You're not wrong that, he's making these critical bad mistakes at certain times, and I've compared him in a way like that to Brett Favre, where I don't know if he'll ever change. But here's the thing. Because of that, he's also giving you plays in a positive way that other people simply won't give you and can't give you. So you're going to have to learn to live with that and decide if that's okay. And if it's not okay with you, all right, you can go back to a conservative type of quarterback who's not going to attempt those kinds of plays. And he's not going to put you in trouble, but he's also not going to give you the positive plays that come from having that mentality. So until, if, and until Josh Allen does learn not to do that, you have to make a decision as a fan watching and what you want in your Buffalo Bills quarterback. If you're okay accepting that a play like that might happen every game, every other game, but you're also going to get the flip side and you're going to get those positive plays where it seems like he is dead to rights, but he somehow finds a way to escape and either gets a first down with his legs or throws it downfield to an open receiver or a covered one even for a catch. That's the trade-off. I'd rather have it this way. I've lived too many years watching quarterbacks here in Buffalo who don't even want to attempt to do things, but we praise them for not turning the ball over and having success and doing and making the smart play all the time. Of course I want Josh Allen to always make a smart play 100% of the time. Of course, he has to be better than what he did on that play, particularly the interception. But I also know he's giving this team opportunity and plays they simply wouldn't get because of that very same mentality. Tyrod Taylor, Trent Edwards, J.P. Lossman, I don't know. I mean, J.P. I guess was a little bit different in that regard, but they've had too many quarterbacks who weren't willing to make those kinds of plays. And we all said, okay, well, he's not turning the ball over. That's good. But you're also not getting the types of plays you need to sustain drives when everything seems to be breaking down and you have a quarterback who can do that. That's the trade-off. You got to ask yourself. You got to ask yourself, am I willing to live with that until this stops? And it may never stop. That's the thing I'm telling you. He says it will. You hope it will. It just might not. It didn't for Brett Favre. He did it his whole career. It's just super interesting to watch, though, isn't it? It's fun. And it's a lot more fun when you're 3-0 and winning. Because if this is happening and they're 0-3 or 1-2, boy, oh boy, I can't imagine what phone calls I'm taking today. But they're 3-0. And even with those mistakes, even with those decisions, they're finding ways to win. And Josh Allen, by the way, didn't have horrible numbers at all yesterday. He still threw for 64%. He still threw for 243 yards. He still ran 9 times for 46 yards. 289 yards of total offense. Still not a 300-yard passing day. We'd love to see that. But it wasn't like he was awful in the numbers department. It's just, again, the critical mistake of dropping the ball or throwing an interception, a turnover, that are putting him in the offense in a tough situation, or the defense even, I should say, in a tough situation like yesterday. And if this team doesn't have the type of defense they have, we're probably talking about different outcomes. But it's also that same mentality that gets him a first down when he escapes three different tacklers in the backfield and looked like the play was going to be blown dead. It's also that same mentality that he can scramble around and find a tight end just before he goes out of bounds when a guy is almost draped all over him as he's scrambling behind the line of scrimmage like he did in the Jets and Giants game in a play each. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Griffin, you're on WGR on the Extra Point Show. What's up?
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Was that the game yesterday? And, man, Rich Stadium, it was awesome. It was rocking. It was loud, huh?
It was amazing.
Yeah, but I want to talk about Josh Allen. So
It is so good to finally have a quarterback that you know in the fourth quarter, if you need a touchdown, if you need an 80-yard drive, Josh Allen has shown this year so far that he can do it, and Tyrod couldn't do it. Like you said, JP couldn't do it. Trent Edwards couldn't do it. These guys couldn't do it. And just knowing that we've got a quarterback that can do it, I really think, though Josh Allen, he's not a finished product, I really think he's the answer.
All right, well, I appreciate that. And look, he has, what, 5 fourth-quarter comebacks, 4 for wins now, I think, only in 14 starts in his NFL career. That's a pretty good number. He's done a nice job with that. And I agree that when you get the ball late and have to go almost the length of the field, having Josh Allen back there gives you more of a sense of there could be a big play coming at any moment to do that versus a lot of other quarterbacks they've had in the past where, boy, they got to grind this out and hopefully they can make a play somewhere along the way. It helps when you have Dawson Knox just barreling people over, though. But Josh made a great read and found him wide open. That's part of it. Gave him an opportunity to make a play. Ben. It says in Grimsby. Is that right? Where's that?
Yeah, Grimsby, Ontario.
I thought so. I didn't want to guess and be wrong, but thank you for joining me.
How are you, Sal?
Good, thanks.
First of all, I was at the game yesterday. The stadium was crazy. It was the best I've seen it, honestly, like in years. I can't remember the last time it was that loud.
And it's not just the loudness, Ben. Doesn't it look really cool like that? I mean, that stadium, I've been to almost every stadium in the league now, and there's just a different feel. You're just right there. The fans are on top of you. It's just really cool. It looks really good on TV and in person when you're in that type of atmosphere.
Yeah, so I just wanted to go on and say Tre'Davious White. So John Ross had like 270-something yards coming into this game, 2 receiving touchdowns. Yesterday had 2 receptions for like 20-some-odd yards. Trey White with 2 interceptions. Like, he was blanketing him all game. Trey White is a guy that we need to lock up for years to come. And honestly, he is the epicenter of this defense.
Well, first of all, he didn't guard him the entire game. He stayed on one side, so it was a team effort on John Ross. He was on him a lot because Ross lined up on the offensive right, but Tre'Davious White did not follow John Ross around. They had a good plan for him, and they played, you know, good defense on him. As far as his contract is concerned, Ben, he is a first-round draft pick, which means the Bills will have an option to exercise a fifth year of his contract. He's only in a third year right now. That can't happen even until after this season, so I wouldn't worry about that. What I'm telling you is he's under contract for one more year after this, and then the Bills will, I'm sure, exercise that fifth-year option for 2021. And then between now and then, you're talking about how you want to go forward with an extension and things like that. So don't worry about, you know, locking him up and having him under contract. He's still going to be here for a couple more years before that even becomes any sort of question or issue. All right, 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We got a lot to get to. We're still going to do our Hey Buddy segment. Still got to do our sit up and stand down. That's coming your way a little bit later. You know what? Let me take one more phone call before I do hit the break, though. We'll head out to Nick in Buffalo. Hi, Nick. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, listen, the sun was ridiculous yesterday, man. We were baked. I was like 5 rows from the field, okay? I've never been that close before. It was a birthday present. But I noticed the interaction between coaches, which I got a big thing with coaching in this league. Dable was fired up and pissed. He wouldn't even look at Josh on that quick out or on the third down play. I don't know if Josh read it wrong, if it was another option, but he fired the ball to Yeldon, who had no chance of catching that. But Dable was really upset. And I've never seen that before in the coaching stuff. But how come the Bill, is it that Josh is just too inexperienced to even try something? But I looked at, like, I watched that Atlanta game last week when they needed a play in press coverage. Like, Cincinnati was pressing us yesterday a little bit. And they pulled the tackle to wipe out the corner. Do coaching in this league, do they pick plays up like that?
If you listen to Josh Allen yesterday, even in his post-game press conference, he actually said this, Nick. He said Brian Daboll watches a lot of football. He watches other teams. He's open to ideas. He picks things up that he sees. So, You know, it might be just something that they hadn't worked on and something they haven't put in the playbook. Maybe it's something they see and they can figure out. Personnel matters as well, not only your personnel, but who you're going against if you think things can work. There's a lot of things that go into that.
You know, it's so frustrating, too, because you actually want to pick up the phone and go, hey, Stable, listen, did you see that play? You know, Jesus, why can't we install that, take a shot at it?
You know? Hey, that works in the PGA, you know that? You call the PGA and say, I think I saw somebody's ball move or something on TV, and then they go penalize the guy. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate the phone call. We'll take a timeout. It's Sal Capaccio on the Extra Point Show. You guys are great today, as you always are. We're taking more of your phone calls, and we're going to keep doing that here today. I'm here till noon on a Buffalo Football Monday. And then it's Murph and Tasker on One Bills Live. We got Shope and the Bulldog at 3 o'clock. They got Micah Hyde at 4 o'clock. We'll hear from Sean McDermott today. The two coordinators talk. It's a Buffalo Football Monday, and it's the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, the weather's still great. Do you love boats? Well, hurry and go see my friend Sean Conchafter at Anchor Marine today. Check out the amazing end-of-season deals they have going on up at Anchor Marine on Grand Island. They have purchased a truckload of the most popular models. They're offering deep discounts on 20-foot family sport boats. You can save up to $12,000 off MSRP on Monterey M20 sport boats with easy financing. I don't care what you're buying. Saving $12,000. It's pretty darn good. Pick out a fishing or skiing Bayliner VR5 sport boat starting at just $250 per month, or pay just $300 per month on Harris pontoon boats. Now, that's the best-selling pontoon in all of Western New York. Plus, Anchor Marine is offering all new boat sales. That's right. Listen to this. Free storage until next summer. Lock in the best deal of the year at Anchor Marine and Greater Lakes Easy Dock of Grand Island today. Head on up there. See Sean Conchafter, the sales manager. See everybody, the entire staff. They're John Howlett, the GM. They're just great at what they do. Really good at telling you and what they have and walking you through the process and making sure that you're very comfortable with what you are doing. Also, Anchor Marine, again, Grand Island, 773-7063. Head on up there today up on Grand Island. All right, we will take a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Bobby in Jersey. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Sal. Happy Victory Monday, man.
Thank you.
Hey, so I just, you know, being somebody that, you know, I respect your opinion as much as I do, I have something I need to ask you. It might be a little inexperienced question, so to say.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Do you think it's possible, you know, especially yesterday, maybe the Bills played a little bit more down to their competition? Because I think next week, or well, this week, I think it's going to be ramped up. I think everything that the Bills are going to do is going to be super aggressive. I just wanted to hear your opinion on that.
Well, look, here's what I'll say, Bobby, okay? And I talked about this with a caller earlier, but I'll restate it for you in case you missed it. I don't think it's they played down to the level of their competition. I think that Cincinnati actually has talented football players, especially at the skill position. What I do think does happen, and I don't know if this happened yesterday, it just felt like it might have, which is I still think the Bills are young enough, especially in their key spots, their leadership spots, things like that. They're still a little bit young enough that, you know, once you get a nice lead, you go to halftime, you kind of just step back a little bit. And it's an emotional game. You know, you go through all that emotion. You're just riding high. You get up out in front of a lead. And I don't think it's unnatural for a human being and an athlete in that situation, especially a younger one, to kind of just relax just a second, you know, and start thinking about, oh, yeah, this is nice. We have this game in hand, and you're not putting that foot down on the pedal like you should. And then you have a veteran team on the other side, like the Bengals, who they just keep playing, and then they have one chance, one opportunity to make one play, and it kind of turns the game around. I hope, does that make sense for you? I think, to me, that's what it felt like.
Hey, that makes perfect sense. You explained it pretty much the way I should have asked.
No, that's okay. I appreciate the phone call, and it's a good question. I think that's what happened to the Bills yesterday. That's just from my observation, from my feeling of being down there. But look, I mean, the good news is they still found a way to win. They found ways to win three different weeks this year. That's why they're 3-0, and what do you say? Good teams find a way to win. What do you say? You are what your record are. That's what Bill Parcells says. And the good news is, even though they got maybe in that situation at least once each of the last 3 weeks in some way, shape, or form, they still found a way to keep battling. And they showed a lot of heart, and they showed a lot of perseverance. And Murph was on this morning with the morning show, and he said they're resourceful. That's one thing they really are, is resourceful. And I think that's right. That's a great word for it. Finding ways, finding guys, finding players, finding plays, things that they have to figure out as the game's going on. And They ultimately did that, and that's why they're 3-0 today. We'll take a timeout. We got a full hour left. We got phone calls to get to. Got my sit up and stand down. Hey, buddy, a lot to get to on the Extra Point Show on WGR. Thanks for being along here on a Buffalo Football Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.